Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is Attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Coach Mac is the new king of the city.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I think Chris Mack is more likable than John Calipari.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I've even got a slogan.
Here we go.
The slogan is, we did it with Petrino. Let's do it with Patino.
Oh, that's a bumper sticker.
Yeah.
That's a bumper sticker.
Don't you like it?
I like that.
I think it's, I mean, the fan base.
But I disagree.
He's a great coach. I think it makes perfect sense. And I'm serious.
Yes, let's go. It's 3 o'clock here on The Take. It's ESPN 680, 105.7, ESPN, Louisville.com, the ESPN Louisville app. Many ways to find the show. More ways today to be a part of the show. 437-9680, UPS Jobs text line. Hell with it, Jack. Open up the phone lines. 267-9680. 267-9680 here on this Wednesday. I'm Andy Sweeney. I just still cannot believe that Strebel is not here for this. We still have heard nothing from Big Rig. Like, he could be stuck out, lost at sea, legit. I mean, Pirates could have taken all of the booty off board and... That's what they used to call gifts and
things.
Did
they wipe that booty up?
Yeah, so there you go. Jack Grossman's here, and we got
Hello,
you.
Ladies.
I would say to 6 o'clock, and then we're just going to keep going. You know what happens here. Didn't even need we say it? We know what happens here. Now, right off the bat, two things. And again, 437-9680, 267-9680. I'm going to play this, Jack. Is it probably easiest to play this from my microphone and just kind of rig it up that way? Or what do you want to do here?
I see it in my phone. I'm going to email it to myself and pull it up on the computer.
Okay, go ahead and do that. I'm using Dominique Yates, who is now at what, WLKY? I believe that was just a couple days ago. Chris Mack literally moments ago was leaving the facility, the practice facility, and talked to the media for about 2 minutes. So we will get you that sound again. We will have any news, obviously, coming out of the meetings, Board of Trustees, EULA, and everything else. Now, we have been told here that while everything seems rather final, you know, everyone's got to okay it at the highest level if there is a meeting in the middle with Chris Mack, right? Because no doubt there's people that believe, hey, let this ride out to the end of the season. The NCAA, the IARP comes down, they render their opinion. If there's level 2 violations with Chris Mack, you know what the deal is? You know what the deal is? You don't have to pay him anything. And so right now, what interests me right today, Jackie Boy, is how much of a game of chicken are we going to have here between UofL and Chris Mack? And that interests me. Now, there's 15,000 angles, 437-9680, UPS Jobs text line, phone number. We never take phone calls, but I will if you want, 267-9680. Now, how long is this, 2 minutes? This is Chris Mack minutes ago talking with the media. This is Dom Yates, WLKY. We give him credit for this. Go ahead.
I don't know what the future holds. You know, I just, I'm not bitter. You know, I love these guys. University has been great. Me and my family. It's hard telling my girls. But life's too short to, like, you know, live bitter or, you know, just really appreciative.
Sure. When did maybe this all start happening? Was this all post-GPA? Had there been discussions before that?
I think it's just it's been building. You know, obviously, we all want the best for Louisville. You know, and I still do, and that's not going to change. So, you know, it's not really important, like, when, any of that stuff. What's important is that, like, these guys need to be able to be connected, and I'm humble enough that if I'm not the right person, all good, man. Just want the best for them. They're great kids. I love my time at Louisville. My kids love it here. And so I harbor no bitterness. No, man, life's too short. I know in 2022 everybody wants to be a victim. Never lived my life that way at all.
But Chris, do you believe that you did deserve more time to be the coach here?
I'm not going to speculate on that. You know, I appreciate the question, Dom, but like it's a hard place. I mean, you got to win games. But you know, we're in the right place.
What was the feeling of the locker room and the team when you spoke with them?
And they already knew. So it's like you can't do things the right way anymore. You need approval and all that stuff, and it's like I want to be the first to tell them. But
what did you tell the guys?
I'm gonna leave that between me and them.
All right, so I think that is it. We'll keep obviously looking around and see if there's anything else. It's the take on this Wednesday. Let me set up the show real quick. Coming up here in about 25 minutes, and Jack, we'll make a decision here on the fly whether we take a break or not. Jeff Goodman of Stadium is going to join us. We love Jeff Goodman. He's been all over this. What? Why are you smiling at me? Well, Strebel doesn't, but I do.
That's why Strebel I'm smiling.
It's me and you.
Do we play the Goodman sound?
So, we can get into that. Pat Forte is going to join us, Jeff Greer at some point, and we are going to be on the air. 437-9680-267-9680. One thing Chris Mack said there, he says it didn't matter when these conversations started. And I would argue it absolutely does. Listen, there's a lot that we can get into today. But I think for me, the one thing I am going to zero in on, and the one thing that I think will make people passionate even more so about this, is it does matter if Chris Mack has been wanting out for a long time, right? I mean, if this is something that, you know, some part, at least one party, if not parts of both parties, wanted to do before the season, during the suspension, right after the suspension. Like, no, though, man, those particulars absolutely matter. And fans, I think, deserve to know at least a little bit what happened here. I said this yesterday, and I want to be strong on this, okay? That for me today, I need to know, like, this is what I would want to know more than anything. Did Chris Mack quit? Is Chris Mack a quitter? Is Chris Mack everything that I would imagine? Is he the opposite, I should say, of everything I imagine he probably teaches? What is it? Toughness. We're going to be together. We're going to be a tough team. What's the corny slogan,
tough,
Jack?
Tough, together, unbreakable.
Tough, together, unbreakable. Yeah, that. So what was it, man? The particulars matter here. In the end, sure, you're gone. In the end, UofL's not going to have to pay $12 million. By the way, I want to get into the game of chicken that I wonder if it's going on here. I obviously, it's not. Chris Mack's talking about it like it's final. So I'm interested here how long of meetings we're going to have today and if everyone's like, what Chris Mack gets, right? Like, that's also very interesting. But I want to know if Chris Mack quit. Because it's always on the players, man. In college athletics, the players are greedy SOBs. It's always on the players. The coach is the hero. When you have a college game, when Auburn and Kentucky played each other, who was on the front? And it was a big fat face of Bruce. Right? And get that, what are you, chicken? Get that needs to be playing all the time, Jack. What are you doing? Are you asleep today?
No, I'm wide awake. I'm ready to go.
Let's go. We need, my God, Adobe Audition. To hell with Adobe Audition.
I know.
And, like, I want to know if Chris Mack quit. I want to know if Chris Mack is a quitter. Ultimately, you guys may say, good, fine, wonderful. I'm glad if he is. It gets him out of here. You know we have talked so much, and we can continue to talk today about how things changed in 10 to 12 games. Everything in the Chris Mack era changed. But guys, if Chris Mack didn't want to coach this team this year, man, y'all got played.
Are you scared? Are you a chicken?
We all got played. The coaches got played, if that's the case. So yes, Chris Mack, it does. Listen, I don't care if Chris Mack leaves. I think I thought he was going to do a fine job. I didn't think he was going to do a Rick Pitino job. I thought he was going to do a fine job. I didn't think he would do a crater job like has happened here. So I'm not really passionate about why. I just hate his style. So many fans, I just hate this GG back line. I just hate the back line. Like, I'm not passionate about those sorts of things. But what I am super interested in is, if this dude quit, how is he hireable? How is he hireable? Doesn't this go against, like, the number one core that coaches? And it sounds like I'm already condemning him. But I need to know. It is valuable to the fans that are spending time and money, and the few that do show up to these games, and obviously the community that is watching these games. It is worthwhile that we know when Chris Mack, if number one, if Chris Mack was the one who initiated it and or pushed the narrative of, we need to have a meeting, we need a divorce, let's start the separation. How did that come about? That information matters. And when this happened, it wasn't what, Tuesday morning after a 12-point loss to Virginia where everyone but Jared West had bad body language? It wasn't that game. It wasn't that morning. Come on, man. People put a lot of cash into this. Man, people put a lot of money into this. When it happened absolutely matters. If Chris Mack wanted to get out of here, like, I never thought Chris Mack, was giving in to the guys. It just wasn't working out, right? Like, we haven't done the shows around here. We've had fun with it, but we haven't done the shows that Chris Mack doesn't care. Well, if he wants to get out of here, and I combine that with the team, and I combine that with what the players have said on the record about you, and then I throw this that he's done in the middle of the season, like, this bleep don't happen, man. And I know that's bad grammar. This bleep does not happen.
Especially when there's the big buyout on the table.
It does not happen. And so if that's the number one rule of Fight Club, don't talk about Fight Club. I mean, I need to know if Chris Mack pulled a Bobby Petrino. This is what we're talking about. We're so used to it on the football side. I know y'all hate him, and I know there's 11 games left, whatever it may be. But man, I'd be pissed off if I spent a bleeping dollar on anything Louisville related if I knew that he didn't want to be here, and it's obvious that rubbed off on the entire team. The only time they were good is when he was suspended taking selfies in front of the television. It's the only time we thought, damn, this team might not be terrible. They came back, they lost to Michigan State, and they stunk ever since. 4 days later, they lost to DePaul. He came back, they lost to Michigan State. A couple days later, they lost to DePaul. And in the middle, they beat someone. Oh, they had that Matt Cross at a corner three to save. It was a good play call. To save your ass against NC State, who is terrible. Who is terrible?
Well, you lost by 16
who is terrible
against later in the year.
437-9680. We got a couple calls. We can take them. 267-9680 if you want to call in. Listen, I know there's a lot of options. I know people are going to be flipping around for 10 minutes at a time, so I'm going to keep reloading some of this stuff. But I'm sorry. Did Matt quit? That matters to me. It matters to me. Did Chris Mack admit guilt with the ACC, with the potential, level two violations? Honestly, Jack, if you are good to go, if you're good to go, make them give you $12 million. Now, we got to see what he gets on the way out, right? I know he's made a lot of money at U of L. But, I mean, if he gets $3, $4 million and he believes, hey, I'm owed 12, I'll coach 11 games to get my full $12 million. Like this is a lot of bleeping money. Like, that needs to be answered. The Louisville fan deserves answers is what I'm trying to say. I mean, it better be tonight. It better be tomorrow. It better be at some point. Someone's got to say something. When did this start? Who initiated it? You watch this team, and it looks like we're, like, getting on, like, you know, who's quit on the team and everything else. I mean, the narrative of, oh, yeah, it's just a coach. He quit. He's quit in the middle of the year. I mean, it is stunning. It's absolutely stunning.
What's the number where it reaches from where it goes from?
$10 million.
$10 million?
For me.
All right.
It's a lot of money.
Yes, it is.
I mean, Jack, that's a lot of money. Do you understand that? Especially to be fired for not cause, if that's the case. Man, we got so many texts. 437-9680. Text just says, Mac is a poser, not trustworthy, and is exactly what U of L deserves. Texter, Chris Mack equals Bobby 3.0. Texter says, Petrino quit and got hired again. Someone's going to give Mac a job. Oh, I absolutely think that's the case. Listen, in 10, 15 minutes, we're supposed to have Jeff Goodman. I mean, he's very much on the anti-U of L thing here of, you guys suspended him for 6 games. No wonder there is a sour relationship here when he did not deserve the 6-game suspension, right? So, yes, if you come at it from that narrative, listen, Chris Mack was ready to go back in the day, back at the beginning of the season. Oof. Man, remember we were talking about then, right? Neely was the crazy one. Remember that.
We found an old clip.
That was the conversation. But, what's that?
We found an old clip from a board member we could not identify.
Okay. What is it? We have so much sound today, Jack, by the way. I mean, it's just absolutely unbelievable.
It is titled Clip 5.
All right.
Tyre, Neely, and Mac will be a perfect trio.
Okay.
Everybody who can walk and chew gum at the same time, who understands English, knows that between those two individuals and three people now, Dr. Benatutti, Vince, Chris Mack, we're on top. You just can't do better than that. Proud of David Grissom, proud of the Board of Trustees for making tough decisions. It's great. So let's all be happy about it. You're the Louisville media. You're going to have a lot of good things to cover.
Oh,
I found that clip at 2:53.
Oh, man.
Me, Pat,
that is a haymaker. I don't know who that is.
Wondering, who the hell is this
I don't know
guy?
Who that is. I should know. Well, you know, when they did all this, you know, 4 years ago or whatever, that, you know, trustees had time that they could speak. And, you know, we're not following a bunch of
Sully
these.
Wasn't
we're
going,
just a gas bag. We're just a gas bag. Texas says, of course he quit. He's trying to save his brand for his next mid-major gig. I would argue if he started this and he leaves in the middle of the season, I'm interested on how all of the sanctimonious media and how all of the TV ESPN former coaches are going to take that.
You see the audio photo?
Because it's always the school did the coach wrong, right? That's the narrative 99.9% of the time. Infinity, Jack. Oh, it's the school. Man, I got to be honest with you. 437-968. We'll continue. I mean, there's just so many texts. It's one of those days we're not having Strebel.
You want me to monitor the text?
Texter's on the players. They quit. They suck. Thank you for that. Yeah, go ahead. You can just read a bunch. I can go to you. It might be a lot easier. Texter says that was David Stone. Okay, well, there we go. Texter says Ben DiTutti. Yeah. Texter says Chris Mack had to have known he wouldn't get any money if the NCAA Level 2 came down. It's the only reason he would leave.
Texter says, will Mack be in Kansas City with Diener cheering on the Bengals?
I mean, he had the Cincinnati hat on, so it was perfect.
Texter says, bring back Luke and Bill, damn it.
I just want to be honest for a second how surprised I am that this is where we are. In fact, if you would have said, hey, Andy, what thing would happen the least, right? Chris Mack is here. Chris Mack, you know, even takes an amendment to his contract. Guys have done that, right? Jim Harbaugh did that. So maybe changes something with, you know, the NCAA. You know, maybe there's language in there that they change.
Texter says Ben Grigg is in negotiations to become Louisville's next coach.
Jack, yeah.
The trip was the cover.
Hang on. Let me finish the thought before you barge it. I'll do the text line, Jack. Where was I now? Do you have any idea where I was? You interrupted my thought.
You're talking about you're marrying it to Harbaugh and taking a contract for what?
Well, if you would have said to me that, hey, Andy, what do you think is the least likely thing to happen? What we're seeing right now is it. It's a meeting in the middle. If this is what happens, it is a meeting in the middle, okay? And it's Mack being gone in the middle of ACC play. And I just can't believe it. I am as wrong as, and everyone, like no one could have seen this coming. Nobody could have seen this coming. And Chris Mack, I think, is going to live with this, quite frankly. I really do. That's why I'm interested on what the two parties, are they going to talk nice about each other? Like Chris Mack, you notice how he paused a few times in the sound that we played? Of course he did. And we need to play that on a continuous loop as well. Let's take a break. On the other end, 437-9680. On the other end, Jeff Goodman's going to join us. Also, Bruce Pearl's name. Also, Kenny Payne's name. Also, a question. Is this going to get ugly in any sort of way? And I gotta nail home how worried I am when right now who the athletic director is this up in the air. This would terrify me. I mean, this is the New York Giants hiring another head coach with Dave Gettleman. Actually, then you know it's going to be a failure. Here you don't. Actually, you know what? Bad analogy. Let's take a break. Jeff Goodman, not Gordon, next.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I hope John Calipari lays the whooping of whoopings on that bum. I hate this MF. I don't even like him anymore. Like,
why are you so mad? Settle down.
Lion, we had to work around their schedule. You should have to work around the schedule because you're the third best basketball program in the state of Kentucky. You're behind University of Kentucky and Western Kentucky in a lot of categories. Nobody cares about you, Chris Mack.
Oh, you tried
to look tough, and
they
you failed. You don't look tough at all. Well, you look like a bum.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Oh, man. We missed that this week. I can't wait till he finds out. Like, he's got to do a podcast immediately. All right, Andy Sweeney, Jack Grossman hanging out with you here. ESPN 680, 105.7, it's The Take. We got you all the way until 6 o'clock. But I say that me and Ennis are going to go to 8 o'clock on all stations, but it's confusing. 7 to 8, we have the Walls show. So we have Nick Curran there and Jeff Walls. But, I mean, Nick Curran's the star, obviously. And then at 8 o'clock, it's back to full, you know, ready to go. Now, when are you jumping on the air? Do you have any idea?
I think I will be on from now until around 9:30.
So at 9:30, you're done then.
Well,
you'll be back. You'll be back.
Yes.
You're helping Jeff Greer.
Yes, I'm helping Jeff
Greer. You're helping Jeff Greer.
At 9:30, so
right.
I'm going to record the pod for that.
Then you'll be back. Then you'll be back.
Of course.
You and Patty Ice are ready to go to midnight.
I am prepared to go until 1 in the morning.
I know you are.
I am ready to go all night on this.
Let's go.
On every different platform I can reach.
Okay, so Jeff Goodman's going to join us here in a couple minutes. I mean, things I still want to get to here. You know, it's okay to just be wrong about the hire. And I got to be honest, Jack. When's the last time local and national media has been like this wrong? Like, Satterfield was given a lot of love. But that's just because people were being nice to Satterfield. Like I don't remember anybody
on the other end
Mack a home run hire.
Even though they're 9-7 right now, Juwan Howard, like that
okay.
was universally crushed.
Yeah, but they were good last.
Yeah.
No, universally. No, it wasn't universally crushed.
A lot of people crushed.
Well, no, but I'm talking about. I mean, do you remember anyone locally who stood up and said, you know what, I don't know about Chris Mack. Like, not Strebel, okay?
Other than Butch Beard.
Yeah, other than, we'll get to Butch Beard, who, of course, had a conversation with Tim Sullivan, which was surprising because you figured the conversation would be with Bozich. I love you, Bozich. You'll be on tomorrow. By the way, Bozich had the big coat on. Did you see him? He was staking out, like 7 a.m. outside Minority Hall or whatever. How about that? Texter wants to know if Chris Mack was snake bitten. Yes, we'll get to Texter, I'm not mad at Mack at all. Okay, we'll get to that. Yeah, a lot of Texters crushing Jack for just barging in like the Kool-Aid man on that last one. But it's okay to be wrong. It's okay. Like, everyone's just wrong on this. Like, I wasn't in love with Mack like some people. You know, Mack, I mean, it was just the love and adulation 3.5-4 years ago. But I did not think it would be this. I did not think he would be stuck in the middle of the season. I did not think maybe he would add to the pile of NCAA issues that you had. He wouldn't win a tournament game. There'd be 2 years he wouldn't make the NCAA tournament. The way they handled COVID specifically last season, the way the video to John Calipari, I did not think it would go this way. And in the last 10, 11, 12 games, it has just went downhill, and it's absolutely unbelievable. The AD, not Antonio Brown. I want to get into that. We have Goodman coming up here in a second. Obviously, Bruce Pearl's name is very much out there. Mick Cronin's name is very much out there. Kenny Payne, it's very much out there. I am wondering how much of a battle and groundswell there is going to be for Kenny Payne. I think it's going to be a lot. And so that's obviously something. How did it get so nasty so fast? And I just have no idea. So the meeting's coming up in 30 minutes. Jack's laughing right now with Jeff Goodman, so I'm just kind of vamping. And now also, one thing we haven't talked about, two things, what happens to recruiting now? We haven't talked about that at all, but I mean, what, Kamari Lands, Dre Davis's brother, we know Mack had a very good relationship with that family, so we'll see what happens there. And then the question I want to get to in the 5 o'clock hour, and maybe even before, you know, if they simply make the NCAA tournament last year, what does that do? So there's tons of different directions we can go. Jeff Goodman joins us here from Stadium and Field of 68 at Goodman Hoops. Jeff, appreciate carving out a couple minutes. I know busy news today. I know you're traveling and doing a bunch of other stuff. Thank you so much for joining us. How's everything going?
Everything is good. Just got back home.
Good.
And, bracing for, I guess, I don't know, the weekend. So can't wait for that. That's going to be really...
Yeah, I
get the hell out of here.
Yeah, Lexington had like, what, 8 inches or whatever it was, Jack, a couple weeks ago, and it shut the city down for an entire weekend. So
yeah, they'll be going to school 3 feet.
Oh, yeah.
Going to school like the next day here. So
oh, yeah. I grew up in Western New York, outside Buffalo, you know? Actually. So yeah. I actually know, and I would never go back, and that's why it's the armpit of the country. Anyway, Jeff Goodman joins us here on ESPN 680 105.7. Yeah. Just introductory thoughts here. Middle of the season, did did not expect that. I mean, obviously, there has been some bad blood between U of L and Chris Mack for quite a while, but it's really picked up with the fans in the last 10 to 12 games. I'm surprised this is where we are. How surprised are you, and what do you make of the situation here?
You know, I'm shocked if you told me this, you know, 2 years ago. I'm not as surprised a week ago. You know, I felt like it was certainly trending this way, and there was no shot that Chris Mack was going to come back beyond the season. Did I think, you know, he'd make it through the end of the season? Yeah, I thought, you know, they in a crappy ACC, they'd win enough games to kind of be in the mix for, you know, in
something.
The bubble or something like that.
Right.
Yeah, like hanging around at least where you'd still feel like these are good, relevant games. But, you know, the team's not good. You could see they – part of it was, I think, him understanding that he lost the team and the team lost him. Mm-hmm. You know, it was kind of a mutual deal there where, right, neither one felt like they wanted to be with each other. So almost at the point where, all right, let's just do it now. What's the point? It's not going to be a great experience if Chris Mack's not invested. So I think, really, I think it was more his side that went to the Louisville interim AD and basically said, hey, you know what? Let's do it now.
That is the prevalent notion, and Jeff Goodman with us, and I'm interested to see what we are going to find out. When you mention his side, I mean, that throws into, I know he lost the team. Did Chris Mack quit on this team? What does that say about him? Do you think he will catch flack for that, him initiating that? You know, if a coach gets fired in the middle of the season, there's lots of old coaches on TV, Jeff, that like to bash the school when that happens, and now it could be the coach initiating that. I don't remember the last time we saw that. What does that say about it?
Mark Turgeon just did it at the beginning of the year. So, you know, he basically said, I'm done and quit on Maryland 9 games into the year. I think this one's a little bit different. I think Chris would have finished out the year, but ultimately I think he felt like it was the best thing for everybody involved. You know, and if kind of like Maryland, kind of knew it was going to happen at the end of the year. Why not just do it now if the coach isn't 100% in, all in? Just do it now. Give Mike Pegues an opportunity. He already had one at the beginning of the season. See if maybe he can light a fire under this team a little bit and give the kids a little bit better experience down the stretch here. But it's crazy. I mean, listen, it's crazy how this thing flips so quickly. And
it is. It's unbelievable, you know, Jeff. It's unbelievable.
2 years ago. Right?
Well, Jeff, here's the thing. People backed Chris Mack. Like, I know you put on Twitter about the 6-game suspension. The majority of fans and media, I mean, like, you know, 90-some percent, they backed Chris Mack, and then the team went 5-1, whatever it was. And then right when he came back, they lost to Michigan State. They barely beat NC State. They had to have that Matt Cross game winner in the corner, and then they lost to DePaul, and then it's been a little bit, you know, it's been a free fall. But since then, I mean, it's only been like the last 10 games that the fans haven't liked Chris Mack. They backed Chris Mack in the middle of this season. This season,
well, you
Jeff.
Know what? I just thought, I thought it was complete BS they did to him over the Dino Gaudio situation. I still don't understand how some national media people can look at those violations and think they're anything more than like complete garbage. Like personalizing videos, recruiting videos, having a GA on the court at the wrong time practicing or working out with the guys. Who cares? Like, that's such nonsense. To me, I felt like at that point, boy, like if Dino Gaudio is going to come up with something, you're worried he's going to come up with, like, paying players or something like that.
right.
To me, it was almost like, okay, we know we're not really cheating because if that's all Dino's got on, Chris, over the last 4 years, then there's obviously really nothing. You know, again, to suspend him for 6 games for not having somebody from human resources or whatever from, you know, not in the room when he fired Dino. You know, again, the bottom line in all this is not go to the tournament 2 years in a row at Louisville, even in a pandemic.
Right.
Even in a pandemic, that's what it shows you, and that's legitimate for Louisville fans. And again, I think a lot of people know my relationship with Chris Mack. I know him well. I really like Chris a lot. But you've got to have results, even in a pandemic. And their talent is sucked. But listen, you put Murray State up against Louisville right now, I think Murray State's talent over Louisville's talent. It's not good enough. and they missed on that whole class in 2019.
Yep.
Other than David Johnson, who you, me, and my daughter could have gotten to stay at Louisville, who else did they get that's been, I mean, Nickelberry transfers? Right?
No, Aina Gahan is at Grand Canyon. Yeah. Quinn Szczynski's at Iona. Sam Williamson has not panned out. Jalen Withers has been one of the bigger busts in the ACC. Josh Nickelberry transferred to LaSalle. And even Jeff, even the year after that, J.J. Traynor, you know, he hasn't played. He's going to transfer. Dre Davis is he's a nice bench player. Gabe Wisnitzer is not an ACC player. His first 2 years, I really think he was able to patch with the transfer portal, and I think that caught up to him this season by not having cohesion and not having the talent. It finally caught up to him.
And the staff was completely dysfunctional. That's the other part, is the staff was so dysfunctional, and people looked at it as, you know, the staff wasn't good enough, and that was part of it, right? I mean,
sure.
The talent level on the team also warranted, you could say what you want, shouldn't have fired Luke Murray and Dino Gaudio. But when you look at the talent on the roster, and we just went through the 2019 and 20 recruiting classes, and they were terrible, right?
Yeah.
The numbers said they were good in 2019, but obviously it didn't pan out. So I think Chris Mack felt like, I got to make some moves because these guys, not only they're not getting me good enough talent, like each other.
Right. Right, we got to play a different style. Now, I think a lot of things that happened, Jeff, in this last offseason had it stinks of more desperation as we look back in time. Jeff Goodman with us here on ESPN 680 105.7. I mean, you know Chris Mack. How desirable do you think he will be next season? What kind of place do you think would want him? I know it's obviously we have no idea who's going to leave, get fired, move jobs, etc. But you think he'll be back into the game here pretty soon?
I think if he wants to, but I don't think he's going to want to. I think you're going to see Chris Mack saying, I'm retired. I'm not just I'm not just out for a year. I'm retired. Now, that could change.
Really?
That could change, but yes, it would not surprise me at all if Chris Mack never coaches another college basketball game. It would not surprise me. I think it's a 50-50 deal on that.
What do you think? He's just burnt out? He's a good coach. He's a young guy.
Yeah, he's a hell of a coach. I mean, again, he went, 8 out of 9 years at Xavier, 2 out of 4 at Louisville. Again, last year, they didn't have great talent. Like, in the mix, they weren't far off from getting in the NCAA tournament in a COVID year. Again, when you bring in and your best players arrive for a transfer at Louisville, you're probably in trouble.
Yeah, well, that's probably the case. Jeff Goodman with us at Goodman Hoops. Quickly, before we get you out of here, and do appreciate the time, Bruce Pearl's name's kicked around. Listen, there's a lot of names. I mean, there's guys. Yes. Listen, yes. I want a lot of jobs, Jeff, but they have to want me. And then we have to come to, I mean, you know how
that's
this
right.
goes.
That's
so,
right.
so, yes, Bruce Pearl might be interested, but U of L with some of the NCAA stuff. And then the buyout.
They can't hire them.
Well, yeah, right. And then the buyouts for some of these guys are just through the roof. And so, you know, I've talked Chris Holtmann because his buyout is very little. Obviously, Kenny Payne is going to be a top name. So what do you think of who actually makes sense for U of L? And obviously, one of those names is going to be Kenny Payne.
Kenny Payne will be on the shortlist. We know that.
Right.
Right? To me, you start, and again, you're not getting these guys, but you have to do your due diligence if you're the interim AD. You call Scott Drew. Make sure. Like, Indiana never did it last year. Call Scott Drew and, hey, I know you're probably happy at Baylor, but, like, we got to make the call. Call Brad Stevens. Coaching now with the Celtics. You want to get back in coaching? My guess is Brad Stevens is going to coach again in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, make him say no. They're going to say no, but you make him say no. Then you go to Mick Cronin. He's not a Rick Pitino guy. Like, Kevin Willard is a Rick Pitino guy. Mick Cronin is not. He was only there a couple years. Does he love it? I was out there a month or so ago. He seems to love it out there, and I don't blame him right this time of year.
It's 25 degrees. Yeah, I mean, we're not you at Boston, but we're 25 degrees and miserable. We haven't seen the sun in a month and a half. Yeah.
I know. I was just in
it's
Chicago,
a mess.
So
yeah.
I know the deal in the Midwest. I know it well. Trust me. My daughter's looking at all Big Ten schools.
Oh, there you go.
And I'm saying, please no. Please go somewhere warm. So Mick Cronin would be a guy, again, make him say no. Pearl, I don't think either way. Look at it from Louisville's perspective. He's had 2 NCAA issues.
Right.
Look at it from his perspective. He's got it rolling. He can do whatever the hell he wants down in Auburn, and they're going to pay. Whatever Louisville pays,
Yeah, and they didn't even say, oh, yeah, by the way, we acknowledge we have the notice of allegations. They just pushed through. He got two games, and they're the number one. Yeah, they're the number one team in the country, and they just beat Kentucky, and they survived last night. All right, last one for Jeff Goodman. Two things. NCAA, is that overblown as UofL now looks for a coach, and they have an interim athletic director? To me, that's a huge story and a scary one potentially for a coach. What do you make of those two things as Louisville now begins to, you know, look and interview people in the next few months?
I've heard Josh Hurd's good. Like, I don't know him at all. I don't even know if that's how you pronounce his name. Is it Hurd?
It is, yes. Yeah.
Okay. I've heard he's a good guy, and it's pretty sharp. He'll probably make the decision with the help, I would assume, of a search firm, you know, because, again, he's the interim president, there's too many questions. NCAA, yeah, still doesn't help matters. You're not getting an elite, like, you're not getting you or Jay Wright or
right.
Scott Drew. Like, none of those guys are coming, so you better figure it out. The names, you know, to me, that I think you're going to look at the end of the day are guys like maybe Chris Holtman, that his bio drops a bunch. Eric Musselman, if you pay him enough money. Steve Forbes has mm-hmm. done a great job at Wake Forest so far. Those are like, but you got to find the right guy that can handle Louisville too.
Right, right, yeah.
Musselman, that's what I'm saying. Holtman, I don't think is good for Louisville. I think he fits better at Ohio State. Like Musselman, handle Louisville. Forbes can handle Louisville. You better find that. Like, Mac, I think, could handle it. I just don't know if he always – I don't know. It's hard to explain with Chris.
Yeah, it was just silly. It was just silly stuff. Like, he just separated – he separated himself from some people that he didn't really need to, right? And even some right. people in the local media. I don't know. It was just a bunch of little things kind of added up to unhappiness over the last couple years, you know? Well, I mean, that's just what
game.
It was. Yeah,
play the game.
Exactly.
Sometimes you know you better play the game.
Yeah, absolutely. Jeff, appreciate the time on a busy day. Continued success there at Stadium and great stuff there. Field of 68. I know you guys on radio and everything, so that's some good stuff as well. We'll talk down the line and enjoy all the college games as we're in the meat of the conference schedule. Thank you so much.
No, thanks for having me. Appreciate it, and enjoy talking every day about who the next Louisville coach is going to be.
Yes, there we go. appreciate it, Jeff. There we go. Yes, see ya. The next 8-9 weeks or so. Jeff Goodman with us at Goodman Hoops. Jack, we need to rack the – he's going – I mean, I recoiled when he said Chris Mack might be
– retired.
Retired, yeah. Retired.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, that's
how about
a stutter.
That? We got to get that up. Look at us. That's yeah. That's ticker worthy.
Oh,
you
yeah.
like that, don't you, Jack?
I do.
Make sure that was recording.
Yeah,
I'm kidding. Oh, goodness. 437-9680. Texas says the amount of people that haven't clamored for Mick makes zero sense to me. Dude has such tough teams killing it at UCLA. I'm with you. The thing is, I have no idea what his actual buyout is. No one has any idea. Texas says, is Chris Mack stepping down to become a Supreme Court justice?
Yes.
Yes. Texas says, Big Rig is flying a flag on a ship that says save Mack. Texas says, any thoughts on the next tier of suggested coaches after Pearl, Payne, Musselman, etc.? Here's the thing, Jack. Louisville fans aren't going to like this.
Oh, it is recording, thank God. By the way.
those names. Okay, Mick, yes. I love Bruce Pearl, so we already know what I think of that. Mick, yes. Holtman, kinda. Okay? Try to sell Steve Forbes. To this fan base. And he's a good coach.
Yeah.
Like, I think Musselman has the charisma. You know what's funny? Every time there was a Louisville fan on Twitter last night who was like all over, you know, you got to hire Nate Oates. I'm like, Nate Oates just lost to Tom Crean. Like, the word, like, that Georgia team, they lost. Like,
hey,
like Kentucky
Cal's,
and they beat Georgia's ass and they sat their players.
Cal's writing a strongly worded letter to get Tom Crean.
By the way, how pathetic was Kentucky last night in the final 6 minutes? Oh, man.
Molinar was balling.
They about gagged it away. They about gagged it away. They needed
you
Kellen
sound like
Grady.
Hissel. You gagged it away.
Well, I mean, they needed Kellen Grady to save them. And he did.
Yeah.
Tax Texter says, 437-9680, we need Scotty D. Texter says, I want to retire to be a multimillionaire at 50.
Yes, please. I'll happily be fired and changed publicly.
Fred, we do it for a lot less.
Yes, we do.
Texter, oh no, Fred Cowgill has tweeted. Two words.
Oh, two words now.
Fred Cowgill has tweeted. Two words. Kenny Payne. So then. Does Josh Hurd know that?
So someone had to have Cowgill's account, right?
What's Cowgill doing lately? Is he becoming an old man? Possibly. Is that what's happening? Pat Forty going to join us at top of the hour here, 4 o'clock, 437-9680. Texas says, I was waiting for Andy to say Jeff Goodman, not Jeff Gordon, while resetting during the interview. I should have done that.
Yes.
Texas says, hasn't Mick took the jobs that Mac left? He just follows him around. Well, no, he took the UCLA job and the Cincinnati job.
We have a John Yarmuth tweet.
Go ahead and read Yarmuth's tweet.
Because I was on Cal Gill's Twitter and he retweeted it.
Oh, did he? Yes. Cal Gill has retweeted John Yarmuth on a Wednesday.
If Kenny Payne is not at the top of the list to take over at Louisville MBB, the people choosing the next coach shouldn't be the ones choosing.
I think, wasn't he a board member at some point? He was something, wasn't he? Was it Yarmuth? You know what? I think I'm getting him and Abramson mixed up on that. Am I getting him and Abramson mixed up? I think that's happening. You got nothing on that.
They are both dry members.
Well, there you go. There you go. Now I've offended people. Now I've offended someone.
I have also been pointed out that our boy Greg Bozich was not fully on board with the Mac hire.
Okay. Yeah, well, yeah but he... Okay. Rick will ask him about it. Rick was, obviously... I don't know if campaigning's the word, but he wrote a lot and got a lot of quotes from guys who wanted Kenny Payne. Let me say this.
And people get mad.
Let me say this about Kenny Payne. 437-9680. We'll get to some phone calls next hour. 267-9680. Tell him to call back at 4. I just want to take it right now. Two things, and we'll get to this with Pat Forty on a local side. The Kenny Payne. I hate using Kenny Payne. And I believe Kenny Payne is being weaponized. Now, I like that there's a lot of people that genuinely want him. Rummage wants him. And it's like, I want Kenny Payne. Like, he's very open. I want Kenny Payne. And so I think Kenny Payne would be an interesting hire. I don't know how confident I am that he would be a home run hire. I think he'd get players. I mean, I have like no idea what kind of staff that he would assemble. Like, I just have no idea, okay? And the thing is, Jack, we've had a lot of time to talk about it. But I know Butch Beard and many others have publicly, you know, there's a lot of pressure on Kenny Payne. Kenny Payne...
won those games.
Well, no, Kenny Payne... is being propped up by some as this, can't miss hire, right? Because he played here, we played with him, we know him, and all of that, right? The thing that, I don't know if it's worry would be the word for me, but the thing that I am going to watch is... how divisive does this become? And I mean politically. I mean just between candidates. How split is the fan base going to be? And I mean along race lines as well. Probably would have been a good day to have Perrin Johnson in studio. He's supposed to be here.
Maybe tomorrow.
Do we want to tell what happened to Perrin? We have to.
I mean,
he's going to be so mad because we got to make fun of him. He's going to get mad.
It wouldn't be this show if we didn't talk about it.
Perrin got a boot on his car. he's Perrin to boot. He's Perrin to boot. So I don't know what are you looking for over there? I can hear you looking. I can hear, turn your mic off. I can hear everything that you're doing. But like, do you guys understand what I'm saying?
They want the boot.
They want the boot. You don't want this to be divisive. And what has changed over the last 3.5-4 years is the group of people that maybe didn't like Mac that said, hey, give Kenny Payne a shot here. Those people are louder now than they were 4 years ago. That's a big difference. And I'm not taking a side here. I want to be clear with that. I'm telling you something that I am going to watch in this coaching search is, does this get ugly? Is it open campaigning? I mean, is it really college sports? I mean, really, when it gets down to it, I mean, it's going to mimic like college football with some of this. Like, does this get ugly? Does this get divisive? And I do feel within the fan base that Chris Mack had a very high approval rating, right? Did he not? Am I wrong? I mean, his approval rating was high.
When he got hired? Yes.
I mean, it was.
Even, you know, a year ago this time.
I mean, yes. even it was still relatively high, you know, a couple months ago. Hell, 10, 12 games ago, it wasn't even plummeting like this.
Everyone voted to Neely
everyone at the beginning of the season. So does this get ugly? And then the Kenny Payne factor that I think he can do a good job. I'm going to have to truly sit down and kind of think about what I'm going to now think of our guy Kenny Payne, because I think there's a great chance that he gets the job. I don't think that would be crazy at all if he was the guy that got the job. But Kenny Payne has been put on a pedestal that, hey, watch it for a second. It's like, hey, watch it, okay? So, it is his first job. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, I think you'll be good, but him being the end-all be-all also is not the truth, probably. It's also hyperbole. It's also exaggeration.
You mean being the one that saves Louisville from being flooded into the Ohio?
Yeah, that kind of, I mean... It's just that doesn't help anybody. It's not productive. And the other side's not productive of just dismissing him. I mean, you'd rather have Kenny Payne than Steve Forbes, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you? Right. You know, I mean,
how much of
Steve Forbes is more established, but if I told you, I mean, come on. What, 80% of the fan base would want that?
How much of the difference in the thoughts on Payne now have to do with, and it could just be all the above, number one, you know, Chris Mack not working out, and number two, him being with the Knicks now instead of UK.
I think both those things matter. No, I think those two things matter. I know when people have mentioned Juwan Howard, and they've mentioned Herbert Davis, and they've mentioned Herbert.
I mean, there's a much longer list of
John Shire
of alumni that have come back to their former schools and failed than there is.
I agree with you. Well, that's why I'm like,
hey. That's the reason why I was skeptical of Woodson and skeptical of Hubert Davis and
Herbert. Yeah, Herbert Davis. That's what we're going to call him. By the way, listen, people are skeptical of those hires. Kenny Payne could be better than those guys. Kenny Payne could be better than Hubert Davis. I mean, it's going to be more difficult to be better than John Shire, but that's a whole, what are we doing here?
But
have you seen that Duke recruiting class? Yep. I keep seeing tweets. I mean, this is a super recruiting class. I mean, how do you like that?
It's the type of classes Cal used to get.
Let me read a couple of these and we'll take a break. Texas says, people are saying Kenny Payne are just trying. Okay, we're not reading that one. I mean, this does not need to be nasty. Texas says, what if the interim coach wins a few of these big games? That's fine. Whatever. Texas says, 437-9680. Texas says, Rummage doesn't just want to hire Payne. He wants U of L to switch to Nike for Payne to work. Yeah, I mean... Rummage lost his mind with some of that, but that's fine. Texas says it was Abramson who was on the U of L board a few months ago. Dr. Larry Benz just went on the board a few weeks ago. Yes, I saw that. Texas says I will always support Kenny, and I will never support Eves or Butch. Okay, there we go. I mean, what are you going to support of theirs?
The radio show.
No offense. Texas says, would Zan transfer to U of L if Kenny was the coach? Texas says, compare not afford an Uber or the process. I don't know what's going on. Texas says, Louisville parking enforcement out here working fools. Texas says, we don't want Kenny Payne. Texas says, what a weak move by Mac. Fans bashing, he quits on the team. Texter says, Chris Mack's going to get fat eating Skyline and Roosters. Texas says, you just said Butch Beard again. You meant Chris Beard. Doesn't Chris Beard have like a just an absolute insane
21 million
buyout? Look it up today. 21, three touchdowns.
Yep. Well, I mean, of course, Texas would have the three touchdowns.
Yeah. Texas says, does this mean no Indiana postgame show tonight?
It's been canceled.
I mean, you wanted to do a Purdue one.
Penn State.
Penn State. I mean, Texas says, is Kyle Gill going all Bob Dominey? Texas says, can we hear Maben? He's gone, Steve. Texas says, can we get Rummage saying, let's go Brandon from this morning? Texas says, is Mac the next manager at Roosters or not? I'm not going to read that one. That's probably over the line. Let's take a break on the other end. Pat Forte joins us next on the Take on ESPN 680.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.